She was a dancer, Tara's child's best friend, a scientific puzzle, and a light to all those that knew her. This tiny tourist from the East was a true pioneer of Wyoming. Pioneers of outlaw country, cowboys, lawmen, and outlaws, to the businessmen and women who all helped shape Thermopolis in Hot Springs County, Wyoming. Here are their stories. Peachy, Wyoming's tiniest tourist.
Welcome to another episode of Pioneers of Outlaw Country, where we delve into fascinating stories from Wyoming's past that often go unnoticed. I'm your host, Jackie Dorothy, and today we have a unique tale that combines the Wild West, a renowned author and naturalist, and an unexpected star, a Japanese waltzing mouse named Psyche. Our story begins over 100 years ago with Owen Wister, a prominent naturalist and big game hunter known for his contributions to literature, particularly the Western novel, The Virginian. This famous book was based on his adventures and observations of the 1880s in the territory of Wyoming. Today, we are exploring a different aspect of Owen Wister's life, as revealed in his journals and letters, edited by his daughter, Fanny Kimball Wister Stokes. Owen wanted his children to experience for themselves the wild country that had captivated him nearly 30 years before. Thus, in 1912, the Wister family embarked on a journey out west to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Among their unique companions was Psyche, a black and white Japanese waltzing mouse, who was affectionately known as Peachy by the four Wister children. The term waltzing mouse may raise some eyebrows, so let's take a moment to explore what this fascinating creature is all about. The Japanese waltzing mouse, also known as the Nanking mouse, is a black and white descendant of the house mouse. It originated in China and became a popular household pet in Japan due to its peculiar habit of spinning round and round after its tail, a behavior known as waltzing. This trait was once thought to be related to a disease of the ear labyrinth, but Dr. K. Kishi's research suggests maybe it was the result of centuries of confinement in small cages. Scientists were intrigued by this tiny mouse and continue to study its antics even today, trying to discover just what causes the waltzing mouse to dance so compulsively. Before we jump back into the Wyoming wilderness, let's explore an intriguing event that unfolded in New York City on April 21st, 1911, at the Waldorf Astoria, showcasing the fascination all ages held with this tiny creature. Raymond Dittmers, a curator from the Bronx Zoo, was invited by the Rocky Mountain Club to share insights about his work. In a banquet room filled with club members, Dittmers unleashed a collection of live samples from the zoo, including snakes, lizards, monkeys, and, you guessed it, waltzing mice. As the club members indulged in their dinner, the company of these exotic creatures added a touch of adventure to the evening. Boa constrictors, keen snakes, gophers, and even a woolly monkey from Brazil were part of the entourage. The waltzing mice entertained the diners as they danced around the tabletops, and the New York Times boasted on how well-behaved the tiny guests were. The waltzing mice spectacle made its way to the Montana State Fair the same year that Peachy was dancing in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Displayed by Billy Gimmel, president of the Joshers Club, these imported Japanese mice became a sensation. Their captivating movements, resembling the waltzing they were named for, delighted fairgoers and showcased the mice's natural talent. Before the state fair, the tiny performers attracted much attention by their capers in a flower store window on West Broadway. According to the Butte Miner, there were 4 mice, and almost constantly, for hours at a time, night and day, they whirled around and around in a glass-enclosed space about 3 feet square, fitted out with a teeter board and other objects that gave it the appearance of a miniature children's playground. Around and around the mice flew, sometimes seemingly keeping step with each other in circling little posts till their movements resembled waltzing. The movements are natural to them, and they are not trained to this dancing. From the time that they are 1 week old, waltzing mice move around in circular spaces and are much more tame than ordinary mice. They can be turned loose in a store or other strange place and never attempt to make their escape from the top of a table or other spaces they may be turned loose on. Some of the saloon keepers in Butte were seriously, for a time, considering suing this flower shop because they claimed the whirling, dizzy exhibition injured their business. In their suit, they said that some of their best customers would, after a drink or two, stop drinking when they witnessed the little whirling animal's hallucination. Now, back to Owen Wister's adventure in Wyoming. The Wister family spent the summer in Jackson Hole, staying at the JY while they built their 2-story cabin on their new property in the Sage Plains. The whole family had pitched in, and despite the challenging conditions, they relied on their own efforts without outside help. Pishi, this little waltzing mouse, spent her summer waltzing in this picturesque Wyoming landscape. She was kept in a butter tin with holes punched in the lid for air and a wire handle for carrying. As the summer turned to fall, the Wister family had to make the journey back east. Facing cold weather and even snow, they had to bid farewell to Jackson Hole. To keep Pishi warm during the long drive, the children took turns holding her in her tin on their laps in the buckboard. However, by the end of the day, they were having difficulties keeping her warm despite her waltzing mouse antics. In a creative move to keep Tiny Pishi alive, Owen Wister, who was riding, placed her tin on the top of the pommel of his Mexican saddle. On top of a hot water bag, he carefully balanced the waltzing mouse. Despite the challenges and the mysterious source of hot water, Pishi survived the trip back east. Owen Wister's journals provide us with a unique glimpse into the life of a naturalist who not only explored the Wild West, but also shared his adventures with an unexpected and charming companion, the Japanese waltzing mouse, Pishi. By 1920, Pishi and the waltzing mice were becoming a creature of the past. Once as common as goldfish, they were now nearly impossible to find, according to the newspapers of the day. The AP Press announced solemnly, "If you decided to make a jolly present to your youngest nephew, you couldn't find a Japanese waltzing mouse in the country." "It is true," the reporter said, "that the waltz is out of date in this age of shimmy shakers, but that doesn't account for their extinction. The war, which took so many lives, reached even to the mouse world. Breeders no longer raise these eccentric little creatures," according to Ed Huey, the bird and fish man. "Perhaps they still live in Japan, where they are kept through immigration laws. But as far as this country goes, these busy pets of children are now but a memory." Join us next time as we continue our journeys through Wyoming history. unraveling more untold stories that bring the past to life, including that of our tiniest tourist. Thank you for joining me, Jackie Dorothy, on this whimsical look at the pioneers of outlaw country. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring the wonders of the cowboy state.
Thank you for listening to Pioneers of Outlaw Country. Be sure to subscribe as you don't want to miss a single episode of this historic series. The stories of our pioneers are brought to you by Hot Springs County Pioneer Association. This program has been made possible through a grant from Wyoming Humanities. This was a production of Legend Rock Podcast.